transmission.
Can we start now? Yes, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. And I thought we were going to begin late because I lost my tea. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I don't want you to fear because I did in fact find my tea. Oh, and it's good today. Oh, super good. Oh, so delicious. Yeah, I do love drinking tea. On another lovely cold morning. What day is this? I think it's Sunday. It's still rainy outside. Rainy and cold. And I'm wondering what the temperature is. It is 66 degrees Fahrenheit in my house. You're going to have to do the metric conversion at home. And I don't know how cold it is outside. So I'm checking the always reliable Weather Channel, who is telling me it is 51. Not bad. Supposed to be 80 degrees tomorrow with rain. Oh, and here comes the little forecast here. So they're telling me it's light drizzle. Oh, the wind of 9 miles an hour feels like 48 degrees. Blah, blah, blah. Pressure dropping. Humidity 90%. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and I hear my cat yanging upstairs. She's probably standing by the door thinking that she wants to go outside. I really don't think my cat understands the concept of rain. Although a couple years ago, I remember I did let her outside while it was raining because she wanted to go outside. And she stood out there for about 10 seconds and then decided to come back in because water, our archenemy, was falling out of the sky. So, I don't know. I guess I never get to go outside again until spring. No, it's supposed to be, and look at this, it's telling me Wednesday it's going to be 89 degrees. Okay, Tuesday, 77 degrees with clouds, no rain. That might be the day we get to go out. So, I don't know. I woke up cold. I only left one of my windows open. So I'm drinking tea. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Oh, here comes the cat. Hey, Pippa, what are you doing? Pippa is not yet making any indications that she wants to do banky stuff. Oh, well, wait. Spoke too soon. No, wait. What are we doing? Oh, hi. Well, you want to be on the radio? You want to be on the radio, kiddies? No. She didn't want to go on the... Do you want to go on the banky or not? No, now she's chewing the plastic bag that some of my Joss paper is in. Why do you like to chew plastic bags so much? You have the special bag for chewing. It's over there. We don't chew on this bag. That was the sound of my cat licking the plastic bag. And here she goes. Oh, what? Now you stop when I put the microphone. Oh, I'll smell the microphone. Yeah, just don't chew on that. This is not for kitty chewing. This is not for kitty chewings. If you want to chew on some stuff, go chew on some stuff over there. This is not for kitty chewing on. Okay. What are you doing? This is not for kitties. I'm going to move this. Pretty much everything in this house is for cats to play with. Except for that. Now, what are you doing? I'm trying to pet the cat so she'll calm down and stop messing with stuff, but she keeps jumping out of the kitty pit, and she keeps coming over here to my stuff and wants to mess with my stuff. Don't mess with my stuff, kitties.
Yeah, what's she doing? All right. So anyway. Yesterday. What are you doing? You're acting suspicious. You're a suspicious kitty now. Yeah. Yesterday, I did a bunch of stuff, including I watched Fooly Cooly last night and Lupin. Lupin the Third. That's a good one. And I watched Cowboy Bebop. It's the one where Ed leaves, so it's kind of depressing. But that's not what I was going to talk about. Yesterday, I went to the hospital. I went to the hospital to visit my dad, who is now doing fine. And they're going to do a bunch of stuff and do some other stuff and prep him for some minor gallbladder surgery. You got to take that out in a couple months. And so, blah, blah, blah. My dad will be out of the hospital in a couple days. But I went to the hospital yesterday, right after the show here. And I took my new cigar box guitar with me, because I wanted to show him that I finished it. Because he had been instrumental in, get it, no pun intended. He had helped with a couple of small things, and he had seen the progress of the thing. And so I decided to take it up to the hospital to show him that I got it finished, because I know that this would be something that would interest him. And so I took it up there, and I was playing it, and my mom was there, and they were like, oh, it's neat, blah, 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 play it, da, 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 oh, it's great, da, da, da. And then some things started to happen that I don't like, and I've talked about this a little bit before, a lot before. And this is how, this has to do with people's perceptions of music and blah, blah, blah. And how you too can become a rock star like me without any effort at all. Just because of people's perceptions. Here's what happened. Good tea. Sitting there in the hospital room with my dad. And we're watching the Nebraska Cornhuskers football game. With the sound off, and I'm just sitting there noodling on the old cigar box guitar. A nurse comes in. And she does the regular stuff. You know, she takes my dad's blood pressure and pulse and all this stuff. And I write it down in my mom's log. Because my mom had left to go to her gig at that point. And so, yeah, my parents had a gig. My dad's in the hospital. So anyway, my mom leaves for the gig, and I'm hanging out with my dad. Nurse comes in, and she sees that I'm noodling on this thing, right? And most people in the world haven't, like, seen cigar box guitars, so they don't know what you're doing or what's happening. All they hear is music. And so then the conversation starts up, and the question is asked, are you a musician? I say no. My dad says yes. I give my standard line of, I prefer to think of myself as a musical instrument enthusiast. Then she asks, well, what is that thing? I'm like, I don't know. I guess it's a guitar. It's just a thing. Oh, it's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I want to hear you play some more. Okay, now remember, I've got nothing to play. I know no songs. I'm just doing nothing. Just doing stupid little riffs. I'm doing, you know, T-Rex riffs and stuff, right? This is nothing. This is, you know, something that I can get any 5-year-old to do. I can get a monkey to do this. I can teach anybody to do this. I can teach any reasonably rational adult to do this in less than an hour. But no. Now she's saying, oh my God, you're so amazing. And you made the instrument yourself. Oh my God, that's so spectacular. And you're so great at playing it and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, No, lady. No. But I can't say that out loud, right? I just got to sit there and take it. And then she leaves. And 2 seconds later, another nurse comes in saying, oh, I heard that somebody was playing music in here. Oh, my God, this is amazing. Oh, my God. You're a god among mortals. Well, she didn't say that, but there's the, I was like, well, I'm trying to play it off, and everybody's playing it up a little bit too much. And she says, oh, you're an artist, blah, blah, blah. And then it just got crazy from there. Everybody and their dog. Okay, it doesn't. I'm just going to stop right here. Because that really annoyed me. That really, that's the kind of thing that sends me into a rage. But then I can't, you know, go all rageaholic on them. Because these are sincere things that they are saying. They honestly believe that I am some kind of musical genius. And yeah, that term got bandied about yesterday too. And it's like, no, you don't understand. I'm the opposite of that. I'm a hack. I'm a fraud. I'm just sitting here doing this stuff. But no, that's the way it works. If you can get three notes out of anything, anybody who is a non-musician, which is 99.999% of the population, is going to think you're some kind of musical genius. That's just the way it works. And I do think it's a little bit weird, because I feel like I'm perpetrating a fraud. Sort of. I don't know. I don't know what to think. It depends on what day you catch me at this, you know, because some days I want to con people. And, you know, I want to sit there with a musical instrument and say, yes, I am a genius. Give me money. If you think I'm such and so brilliant, etc., and talented, give me money. I need money because I like to eat food. But does anybody ever fork over the money? Well, rarely. So anywho, that was weird. That kind of bothered me, but I sort of had to take it. And I was thinking about that all last night. And this just is reinforcing what I am trying to tell you, which is this. Learn how to play a musical instrument. You will be perceived in a much different light. You don't even have to learn to play a musical instrument well. I'm not telling you that you need to become a virtuoso. All I'm telling you is you just need to be able to knock a few notes out of the thing. Make it sound pretty. That's what people want. And suddenly, you will be a god. I am not kidding you. This happens to me constantly. It happened to me yesterday. And I wasn't doing anything. One of the things that amplifies this effect of you being a god is if you make your instrument. And if you build an instrument and it looks like you built it, you will be elevated even further. If you build an electric guitar from an electric guitar kit and it looks just like everybody else's electric guitar, you can tell people you built it and they'll just say, oh, okay, so what? Great. Or they won't believe you because it'll look too good. We covered that yesterday. But when you build something like a cigar box guitar, or you build like a cookie tin banjo or a fruitcake tin sitar, and you play that and you can actually get music out of it, people will think you are a god. And it is not difficult to get music out of it. We've talked about this for the last 2 weeks. If you do things like open tunings, it's automatic. It automatically makes music. Don't believe me? Here we go. I have my cigar box guitar sitting on my lap. I'm not going to play any notes. I'm just going to strum the strings. Okay, that's not hard to do. I'm just strumming the strings, and they make a nice, pretty sound all by themselves. A dun dun dun. Or, you know, that's also Sprach Zarathustra.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, it's the beginning of 2001 Space Odyssey. The monkeys are throwing the bones up in the air. Oh my god, the bone turned into a spaceship. Dun, dun. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. I'm drunk with power and tea. Let's get some more tea. I'm telling you, if you've ever thought, oh, I wish I could be a musician, I wish people would idolize me for being a musician, it is not nearly as difficult as you ever thought it was. Build yourself an instrument. It doesn't matter what it is. If it looks kind of crappy, that's even better for you. Make an instrument, people will freak. Here's another little experiment for you. Here's another little trick for you. If you can play two things at once, that's even better. And yes, this does take slightly more skill, but I now have my fruitcake tin sitar and my cigar box guitar here. I'm not going to play any notes. I'm just going to pluck the strings. And, you know, the chords sort of sound good together. We got G and D. Okay. I am now making music with two instruments at once, just plucking the strings on one and then plucking the strings on another. And if you make up words to a song as you do this, people will think you're God.
I like cookies and I like tea. I need cookies and tea inside of me. I love kitties too, 'cause they get so fluffy. And I want to do something else that rhymes with fluffy. And
okay, you can sit on a blanket in a park downtown with a hat in front of you. Do that, people will throw money at you. Think I'm lying? I am not. I have done this in other forms multiple times in my life. You can too. It is extraordinarily simple. Why do I bring all of this up again? Why do I never let this subject die? Well, somebody did this to me the other day. I was, doing the old dubious goals committee while I was in comm, and somebody typed into comm, gee, I wish I could be like Tobe and play musical instruments. No, there is no wishing. Just do it. If you want to do it, do it. And you can do it. Oh, I can't play music. Yes, you can. It is so simple. You have been trained to believe that music is some kind of impossible, difficult thing. And you were trained this way for one of two reasons. You wanted a drum set when you were a kid or something, and your parents didn't want you to be loud and annoy them all the time. So they said, oh, it takes thousands of years of practice to become a musician, and you can't do it, and blah, blah, blah. Or you get put into lessons where it's not fun. Yeah, that's the worst part about music education, is they give kids things to do that aren't fun, so the kids don't develop an interest in the music and they do not continue. Now that you are an adult and you want to be a musician, I'm telling you, it is not nearly as hard as you think it is. It really isn't. And this is all based on other people's perceptions. People will automatically assume that you're a genius musician, an artist of the highest quality, if you can do anything with a musical instrument, and it doesn't take much. It does not take much at all. So do it. If you want to be like me so badly, just do it. You can be better than me in about 10 minutes. Yeah, so anyway, build yourself a cigar box guitar. They're super easy to play. And if you need, if cigar box guitar is not for you, I can suggest a million other things that are just as easy. Oh, but I don't know how to play guitar. Yeah, look up blues scale on Wikipedia, and now you know how to play. And this is how you invent riffs. You might have heard me yesterday playing that new little riff. All that is me going up the blues scale. Except for at the end there, I'm going bwomp bwomp. So do a bwomp bwomp. It's just that simple. That's what I was doing yesterday in the hospital room when the nurse walked in. Oh, you're a musical genius. Yeah, I'm a musical genius because I can play a scale. Give me a break. So anyway, last night, right before I went to bed, I was just messing around here noodling on this thing, and I added something else to my little standard riff. Not the thing I was just playing. That's my new riff I'm working on. But my old other standard riff. You know, you heard me do this a million times. Well, I was playing that, and I thought, well, this needs something else. This needs an extra little bit. And my throat is starting to go... So I thought that little standard riff needed a little extra something. And I thought, yeah, but what? What else can I put in here? I know nothing else. I don't know any other weird riffy patterns or anything. Then I thought, oh yeah. Oh duh. When in doubt, just go up or down the scale. And I thought, yeah, that's what we need. We need a little bass run. We need some bass note action. So on the lower string, I just went down the blues scale like this. Okay, that's easy enough. And now I'm not really sitting in the proper position to do this, but now let's see if we can marry the two together and get our little cool, complex blues riff going here. Forgot what I was doing and got distracted by my cat. Pippa, what are you doing? Don't mess with my stuff. Be a good baby, not a bad. I keep screwing up. I keep getting other things in my head. And I can't talk anymore, so I'm just gonna play. Thank you. as you can see, I haven't quite figured out the timing of this. Like I said, I just thought about this last night right before I went to bed. I haven't been up all that long. I've only been up for an hour. This is my first time playing this thing today, so I can't really remember what I was doing last night. But I gotta squeeze that in and get that to fit. I keep doing it wrong. I keep trying to get that turnaround in there and then do the bass lick at the same time, and I can't. I gotta choose to do one or the other. And if I don't keep that bass lick in there the whole time, it sort of throws the timing off, and then I really should write this down. I really should try to figure out how to do this. I was doing this a little bit better last night. I actually pulled it off a couple times, and it sounded really good. We really should change the time of my show, and I should do it in the middle of the night when I'm in top form, and not first thing in the morning when I can barely function. But, you know, it makes it more dubious this way. And in the heat of the battle, I tend to hit the wrong notes as I'm going down trying to do that little bass riff. Maybe I need to make some marks on the side of this neck or something. See, I can't figure it out. Also need a good way to get up to the fifth there, but we'll have to try to figure that out tomorrow or later today, but not now because I'm all out of time. My name is Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, blah blah blah. I'm out of here. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.